With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Parenting is the focus of Phyllis Theroux's columns in Parents Magazine, the New York Times, and the Washington Post. Theroux believes that learning parenting is a skill that often comes too late.
All the things that you're finally good at or get good at tend to coincide with a snap of the last suitcase as they're walking out the door. So I guess there are experts on parenthood, but sort of retrospective experts, I would say.
Phyllis Theroux's latest book is a collection of essays, Nightlights.
Someone once asked me why I'm an essayist, and it's because I think in some ways, raising three children, 1,200 words was about all I would ever have time to write before life intervened and I had to jump up.
As a single parent, Phyllis Theroux has had more than her share of frustration in bringing up three kids. For example, battles over her eldest boy's earrings.
We're post-earrings.
Oh, yeah, there is something like that? Tell me, what comes next?
Actually, he still has one little discreet hoop in one ear. But we were into iron crosses, and I don't know. I mean, he was going to be hanging whole clotheslines off his ears at one point.
That's strange. I have an 18-year-old. He wears an iron cross when he's getting dressed up. that's his dressy earring.
Or two or three in one ear. The crisis would come when there'd be something like a family wedding.
Wedding or party the kids would balk at going to, and which called for Phyllis Theroux to develop a four-part scenario.
The first category of party is, I'd like you to go, but it's not mandatory. The second category is, I'd like you to go for my sake. The third category is, I'd like you to go and I'll be rather upset if you don't. And the fourth is, I'd like you to go, and if you don't, I'll hold it against you for the rest of your life.
Phyllis Theroux is wise and funny and author of Nightlights, Bedtime Stories for Parents in the Dark. Published by Viking with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Since her divorce, Phyllis Theroux has raised three kids by herself in Washington, D.C., and yet Theroux says she has not been alone.
A family cannot be defined as itself any longer. We really do have to expand our definition. I mean, the people whose mercy I've fallen upon over the years in raising my children are legion.
In her book of essays, Nightlight, Phyllis Theroux writes of having convinced herself that she was an enlightened parent, educating her children about the facts of life before they learned it on the streets.
I overheard my older son explaining to my younger son what a particularly popular word in the English language was, and I had to admit that he had it exactly right, although it didn't have much philosophical overlay to it. And I said, where did you learn about that word? And he looked at me and he said, on the streets, where everybody learns it.
Phyllis Theroux's first book was about growing up, a memoir called California and Other States of Grace. Shortly after it was published, she gave a copy of the book to an elderly friend named Mr. Olson.
I was gardening one day in this little cooperative garden that he was sort of the unofficial president of, and he came by and he said, you know, Phyllis, I was getting along pretty good in your book until I came across some profanity. I said, Mr. Olson, I don't remember any profanity in the book. Well, what was the word? And he said, well, I prefer not to mention it. I said, well, could you spell it? So he spelled it, G-O-D, and I said, oh, you know, you're right. I hate to tell you this, Mr. Olson, but in real life I've said worse. And he just looked at me and he said, well, you're going to lose a lot of people if you use profanity.
How many people do you think you lost?
I don't know. You don't usually hear from those people.
Readers with children will identify with Phyllis Theroux, whose book Nightlights, Bedtime Stories for Parents in the Dark, was published by Viking. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.